This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Well, hello, we're back. This is Loose Lips. I'm Robin Richford.
And I'm Sophie Brown.
And each week, you know the deal, we tackle a new topic that's got you thinking, how the hell do I do this in my late 20s and early 30s? We also like to tackle a little interesting dilemma too, don't we, Soph?
Yes, we do. And of course, you can always send them in. Please keep sending them in. They're our favourite little episodes. You need to send them to contact@looselipspodcast.com or at the Loose Lips Podcast on Instagram.
And that is for our extra lippy episodes. I can't get that out today. Lippy.
Lippy.
Oh, good accent. So I like that. How are you, Sophie? All right?
I'm off the back of a festival this weekend. I came back from El Dorado Festival at Eastnor Castle.
Ooh. Was it good?
It was fantastic, yeah. Really, really good.
Do you know what? I've actually never been to that one. Where is it again? A castle, did you say?
Yeah, well, you don't really see the castle. I don't know where the castle is. It's literally in the middle of nowhere. There's no signal. There's like sheep at the top of the hill. It's really out in the sticks. But it's Eastnor Castle. It's like 45 minutes from Cheltenham. So it's great for anyone that lives this way. So you hardly have to travel.
That's great. Maybe that's why I've never been, to be fair. It's not my neck of the woods, you know?
Yeah, it's more of a, it's like a smaller niche festival. I think unless you kind of like really knew the music or something or lived here, maybe you wouldn't know as much.
Yeah, I know what you mean. What kind of artist is it?
Well, it's such a mix. So like the headliners are always like really fun things like Casey and the Sunshine Band, Venga Boys.
Venga Boys, shut up.
Yeah, it's like proper fun. But then the rest of the tents, it's like Afro beats, house, like drum and bass, techno. It's so good. It's such a mix, honestly.
That is
love
such
it.
A mix.
I know.
Could you imagine going drum and bass and then be like, oh yeah, sorry, got to leave early. I'm off to the Venga Boys.
No, literally, that's what it's like. You're like, right, I'm switching up my vibe.
You're like, boom, 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 boom. I want you in my room. That's them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually, I mean, we'll get onto this, but I didn't actually end up seeing the Venga Boys.
Shock. Mm. We're still like, actually, where is the Dyson Airwrap? Sorry. Where is it? I plug it in. Has anyone got an extension cable?
Oh my God, mate. I mean, camping. Yeah. Camping's just not for me, really.
No shocks there.
Got that vibe from me, but I'm not really a camper.
I love that. I love a festival. You know what I'm like? I'm a festival goer. In fact, I was at a festival at the weekend. I was at Transmit, which is like it's Scotland's biggest music festival. And I was actually working there, you know, through radio. But someone came up to me and was like, is festivals really like your thing? And I was like thinking like, I was just like, you know, I don't know, that they really saw my content. They thought I was killing it, you know? And I was like, yeah, I love festivals. And they're like, yeah, you're kind of like glowing. It's a bit weird.
Like when women are pregnant and glowing, when you're at a festival, you're just like,
this is me. I know. Yeah, that's it. Like people are like glowing because they're bringing new life into the planet. And I'm glowing because I'm jumping up and down to Niall Horan. Like, what? What is my life?
I mean, look, well, guys, topic of the week, if you haven't guessed, is festivals, which we're quite excited about because we have just both been to festivals. We've been saving this one to talk about our experiences. But yeah, I love that they're like – you literally go into another world, I feel like, for a few days. And you're just immersed in, like, there's a few that I would love to do. There are a bit more. So there's Boomtown, which I've never done. And they've got like actors dressed up and everything. Like, it's fully immersive. And I feel like that's the point. Like, you just escape for a few days.
It's true, actually. It's so true. Because of the like lack of signal, and because you are, like you say, just in a bubble. You're literally in a bubble for however many days. There's something really like freeing about it. I don't know why. We went to Reading Festival actually last year. And I don't know if it was just because obviously, you know, we'd gone through that weird pandemic thing or whatnot, but I just felt like I'd just been let loose. Like, I was like, honestly, I was like, I have a different personality. Like, if someone saw me at a festival, they'd probably be like, she is mental. You know, like, I'm like a different human. I'm just like jumping up and down like it's totally normal to just be like a total state, and like the rain's all in your hair and you're like, yeah. Absolutely fine.
Yeah. The weather though. Oh, so I camped at this festival, standard camping, no glamping or anything. We walked past the boutique tents every time we walked into the festival, and I was just, a tear would leave my eye. Because they just were
so having... it's like, wasn't there a brand deal I could have done to be in those fancy tents?
Well, funny thing is, I did go with a brand, but I was in standard camping because I really did take one for the team. Like, I love this festival anyway, and I was very grateful to have gotten tickets. And I thought, do you know what? It's just a bit of camping. The night before, I picked up my tent from my friend. This was very last minute. Oh, I left my sleeping bag at home. That was the number one thing I did.
Oh, my God, you didn't.
Yeah, we unpacked everything. Also, the amount of stuff, I don't understand how I do this. I do this generally in life. I overpack. We had like the two mattress things, which were a nightmare to carry. We took a wheelbarrow, thankfully. But we had bags on bags. It was just like, it was the heaviest thing. So once you get there and get your stuff off, you're just like, it's just a relief.
It's true, isn't it? It's almost like a little pilgrimage to get you to like...
Yes. Yes. No, it fully is. It fully is. But we were in the standard camping. I even like tried to like make it even nicer. I got like solar powered fairy lights and stuff. I thought, yeah, this is going to be great.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I'll show you a picture after. I mean, no, it looks shit, to be honest. But we had a table. The table was like game changer, to be fair. Everyone was like, oh, they've got a table. That was clever. So we'd like, you know, do our makeup on the table. And so we had a chair each. But do you know what they did on the way in? Obviously, they vigorously search everything. Oh, I checked everything beforehand. Mm. No glass, right? Mm. But that meant no mirrors, apparently. And that meant like no glass makeup.
What?
Yes. So they were taking, thankfully, I kind of got away with it, because a lot of my things are like, well, they're like plasticky mirrors, not actual mirrors. So many girls had their makeup taken off. I literally was like, come on, that's not allowed.
What? Oh, yeah. I haven't heard of that before.
I've not. And I even said, I was like, okay, glass, like a glass bottle.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
You know, my Laura Mercier translucent powder isn't going to hurt anyone here. What do you want me to do with that?
Oh my gosh, I would have cried. I need my anti-wrinkle. What would you do without Dior?
But the thing is, it's not even the makeup, but like, I didn't even wear very much. Like, I'm not that bothered. Contrary to popular belief, I'm not that high maintenance.
No, but it costs so much money.
Well, you could take it back to the car, or you had to just leave it there. Like, no perfume, took that off first.
What?
Yeah, thankfully I did get my mirror in, because they didn't see it. But I bought a mirror, charged it up. It was like a portable charging up mirror.
Sophie Brown, you did not take a chargeable mirror.
Yeah, well, what I was like, if I'm going to camp... These aren't even luxuries, really. I did the Dyson Airwrap before I went. So I blow dried my hair. That was that. Then the torrential rain started and I just didn't want to be there anymore.
No, you're right, though. Honestly, once the rain comes, it's just like, that's it. It's a whole different ball game. It is just hell. I did the same, to be fair. I was just like, I'm not even staying for Sam Fender. I was like, I'm out of here. It's pouring rain. I watched Kasabian, which is actually not really my vibe, but I really, really enjoyed it. Mm. And then I was just like, no, I'm done. Like, I'm cold, I'm wet. I was just like, nah, I'm out. And I was like, I think this is when you know that you're not in your early 20s anymore.
No, do you know, I completely agree. Like, to be fair, this festival was actually quite a mix of ages because they obviously have like a mix of music and stuff. But there were a lot, obviously, a lot of young ones. But to be fair, it was Thursday to Monday. We arrived on the Friday. We did the Friday night, the Saturday night, and we had the best time on Saturday. So when we woke up on Sunday, we were like weighing it up. We were like, do we leave now on a good note? Like, we've had the best time. Yeah. And we were like, now we're going to stay. We're going to watch the Venga Boys. So we packed up half our stuff, took it to the car, moved the car closer to the front of the car park. We were like, yes, this is great.
Oh, you girls had strategy.
Honestly, there was strategy behind this because we weren't doing that walk again. And then we went back to the tent and we were all ready, done our makeup, had our outfits on, ready to go. Torrential rain.
No.
Like, I mean like torrential. No. And they shut the festival down. They did it twice because of lightning. So they actually, all the music off, yeah, sent you back to your tent. So you just sit in your tent.
Oh, no. See, I would have called it a day there. Yeah.
So that's when we drove home and got McDonald's. That was that.
There's something about that first meal after a festival. Oh. What is it? Because some of the food there is actually really good.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, it's actually really good. But I think it's because you never like sit down and actually have a meal and like relax. You're just like on the go, like grabbing a burger, grabbing pizza, and there's nowhere to sit. Or, you know, like you're sitting on the floor. But there's something about when you get home, you have your shower, you're in your jammies, and you have that first meal. So good. So good.
Yeah, it was so good. It's just, I mean, I think to be fair as well, it's like there was only two of us. And I think when you've got a bigger group and things, you're more likely to kind of try and push through when you've got each other and all of that. But because it was the two of us, we were just like, no, that's it. And when they switched the festival off, I was just like, well, you don't know how long that's going to be for. I'm not going to stay around.
Yeah, exactly. I've never had that before, actually, where they've actually, but I guess it's the lightning thing, because I guess like the stages are almost like this huge conductor, like strike here, aren't they?
They're like, so basically any weekenders had to go back to the tent, and then day tickets, they had to stay in the festival site, like undercover, but you couldn't stand 3 meters away from a metal pole. Yeah, I know, because that's the thing. You're right. It's all very conductible. So if you're just like, yeah, so, and that would be, yeah, that wouldn't be great. So
social distancing from the poles now, are we?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it was, wild. Yeah, it wasn't. It was annoying because we honestly, like when I got back Sunday, I had serious FOMO. I was already sad. Like, I was really sad I missed the last night.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because that last night, yeah, it does kind of like, it kind of makes you feel as if you've done it hardcore. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Who did I miss? I'm trying to think. I went to V Festival years ago, and I was like, I'm going to do the three days. And it got to halfway through the third day, and it was right before the headliner was on. I can't remember who it was. It was like 50 Cent. It was a huge, huge headliner. Everyone was buzzing. And I was like, I'm out. And I actually just left, which is really bad, actually, because my friends were probably looking for me. But I was just like, no.
Where did you go?
I just left. I got Mark's come pick me up.
Oh, God.
I know. I was like, I'm out of here. I was like, girls, no. Because the thing is, if you go and tell your friends, especially if there's a big group, like you say, you would have powered through if there's a big group, because there's always one. There's always one that's like, no, let's just stay. And so I just knew there would have been. And I was just like, nah, I'm out.
Not for me. I mean, it was just, the thing was as well, to be fair, it started to get a bit feral that last day. You've got people that turned up on Thursday, you know, it's tipping it down with rain, like all their stuff's wet. Like, people just go a bit crazy, I think, the last day. Like, they're all just like running around, and like, to be fair, the campsite was hilarious. So we were getting ready one day, and there were basically this group of boys. It's always the boys that do this. Always. And me and my friend were joking. It's like those memes where it's like, oh, your boyfriend's on holiday, your boyfriend's at a festival and you think he's cheating, and this is what he's actually doing. They'd set up bloody the camping chairs, and they'd done like three or whatever, and they were jumping over them. And then they'd add another one. They'd be like, six chairs. And then it'd be like, they all run and jump. I've got such funny videos. Like, no, like, loads of them didn't make it. They just literally slammed into the chairs. I was like, someone's going to get severely hurt. It's always the boys.
Why do they never grow up? Like, never. They just don't.
Especially on a campsite. This is what I mean. I feel like it doesn't matter even if you're in your 30s. Everyone acts like a kid. It's quite funny. But then when you're asleep, I was sound asleep. I had earplugs and I had my blackout thing. I remembered stuff like that, which saved me.
You took an eye mask. You took an eye mask.
Yeah, blackout eye mask. Take it everywhere now. So not if the heat didn't wake you up in the tent, the light did. It was like it was sweltering, like to the point where it wakes you up. Like it was horrific. It was.
I just want to see what you looked like. I've got this picture of you in your silk pajamas in this tent with an eye mask on and your bouncy blow dry coming out of the tent.
I mean, mate, I was fully involved. Like I was like in this. I just had, you know, my little comfort
luxury.
Exactly. But yeah, I've got a video on my phone from 6:13 a.m. where there's like drum and bass music, like the bass is so loud, like right next to my tent. Yeah, so.
Not the one. It's just not the one. That's why I must admit, I do quite like a festival now where I can just go every day and I can like stay in a hotel or I can stay at home. That's like what I've been doing the last couple of times. So like Big Weekend, I used to always go to Big Weekend, of course, and we used to do that, just go like for the day. And, you know, it was just the best because you could just go and you have freshly showered and you feel nice and you just enjoy the music. Like it's the best. I did that for Transmit this year. I just came home every day because they don't camp there, to be fair. But I went every day for work and stuff. So I was just like, oh, so nice. And I was just like back here in my pajamas, you know?
Yep. The dream. I love it. I love a day thing. This is why I've not done a camping festival in years. So this was like my first one in years. That's why I was like, oh, it'll be fine and all this. And then it's not until you do it that you're like, oh, it's bloody hard, you know. It's hard graft. Also,
hard graft.
It is carrying all your stuff. Honestly, I know I was fully involved, fully there. But I tell you what really was just grim. So obviously there's like the portaloos, the normal ones, which get disgusting anyway. Look, I'm all for sustainability and protecting the environment.
Oh my God, I feel like I know what you're going to say.
They've got these loos now that were like these wooden huts, and these were the ones in the campsite. And what it says on the door is they're called compost. The name of these toilets. Yes. So basically, what you're supposed to do is, if you don't go for a wee, you're supposed to go outside, get the sand or like get the sawdust and put it on top. What person?
Oh my God! Stop.
What person in front of everyone is going to go back to the middle? Go, yep. Yeah, I'll just get my sawdust and put it on top of the toilet. No, that's so embarrassing. So no one did it.
Oh my God. So what is it like if you do a shit, you have to go and get the sand? So now everybody knows you've been to the toilet.
Exactly. Which I didn't see one person get the sand. And it was, oh God. I mean, there were people camping near those toilets and it was just utter, it was gross.
Oh no, that's disgusting. Also, who camps near the toilets? That is a rookie error. If you're going to a festival, that is rookie error. You need high ground away from the toilets, but not so far away that it's, you know, a 40-minute walk.
Yeah.
But you need high ground. If that rain comes, you want to be on there.
Yeah.
And that's the key.
As flat as you can, because we picked one site and it was a bit like that. We were like, oh, and then we were like, no, we're going to keep walking. So we kept walking. We found somewhere that was much flatter. Because like when we put the table out, otherwise it's literally like that. Like you can tell so much that you're on the wonk.
Yeah, and everything and your tent slides down, including you in the night. And you just end up at the bottom. So yeah, you want flat ground, high ground, away from those bloody toilets.
Yeah,
And actually, I prefer being a little bit away from the entrance as well, to be honest. Because see, if you're right by the entrance, oh my God, it's so loud all night long. Like, it's so loud.
Yeah, that's a point. I think we had quite a good spot in the end because people got there Thursday and we got there Friday. And I think that we were near the back, but because it's not that big of a festival, it's such a good size there. Like I would recommend it as a smaller festival. It's fantastic. But we were in a good spot, I think. It was, yeah.
Yeah, because I've never actually been to Glastonbury, which makes me really bloody sad.
Yeah,
but because it's so big, I imagine it's like, you know what I mean? You've got to be really there at the beginning to get a good spot.
Yeah, well, I was speaking to, obviously, oh God, it was all over social media this year, but everybody seemed to be there. And I was talking to someone that went. And you go on the Tuesday. You don't come back till the Monday or the Tuesday or whatever. Like, it's almost a full week.
Yeah.
And when you can drive, like you can basically like drive up and then like join the queue and you basically just sit in your car for hours until you get in. I just, having done this camping festival, I really want to do Glastonbury, I do, but I just don't know if I could camp for that long.
No, some of my friends actually take a caravan or like a motorhome. Yeah. That's really cool. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if it's like a limited number or what. But a couple of them did that this year and that looked so good. And I was like, I could do that for a week. I could definitely stay in a caravan for a week, for sure.
Yeah. I think even that just seems more like a not a home, but like you've actually got walls rather than like fabric.
Yes. And your own toilet and your own shower.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I wonder if, I don't imagine they'll hook it up to electricity, would they? It probably wouldn't have
no.
that.
Well, unless you brought a generator and stuff. To be fair, festivals do that. They do. They bring their own generators. You weren't allowed at this small one, but.
Oh my God, I love you so much.
Do you have an insatiable fascination with the paranormal? Are you ready to dive headfirst into the eerie realms of the unexplained? Brace yourself, for the supernatural world is about to reveal all of its secrets on the Paranormal Activity Podcast. And who better to guide you through this hair-raising journey than myself, Yvette Fielding, renowned paranormal investigator. Every episode of Paranormal Activity takes you on an unforgettable adventure into the unknown. I share my own encounters, chilling experiences, and exclusive insights into the world of the paranormal. But that's not all. The true heart of this podcast lies in the stories, evidence, and questions shared by our devoted listeners. Like you, whether you're a seasoned paranormal enthusiast or just starting to dip your toes into the waters of the supernatural, Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, is your ultimate destination. Will you dare to join me? Listen to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, wherever you get your podcasts from.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
What's your like non-negotiables if you're at a camping festival or a festival? Like, what do you need to take?
Well, I feel like you need to take a rain jacket of some capacity. And if you think that you don't need it, you're absolutely wrong. Yeah. Even if it's a poncho, like a really ugly, you know, poncho, you know, one of them, like, what are those ones that come in the boxes?
If
it's like, if it's literally like dark, you're at the headline act and it starts pouring, you don't care at that point. Like, you actually don't care. So you need something that's waterproof to some capacity. I personally wear boots because I just feel like when you're in boots or wellies or something that you just don't care about, I think you're just so much more relaxed. I wouldn't wear anything that you don't want to get wrecked, basically. But I don't really like going, I don't know if this is an age thing, but I don't really like going in like old boots or like stuff that already looks crap. I kind of like, you know, I want to look cute. So I've got like cowboy boots and I'm like, if they get wrecked, it's not the worst thing, but I'd rather they didn't, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think, yeah, boots, a raincoat, 100%. Oh, I love to actually bring like, you know, like a, not like necessarily like a bum bag, but like a bag that I have on the front of me. Just because I always think once you're in the crowds, and you don't want to be worried, like, is anyone going to nick your stuff? So I would say not a side bag. I would say like something that's kind of at the front of you. I don't wear it as a bum bag. I usually wear it across my chest or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think those are my go-tos. And nice. wipes, all the wipes. I know it's bad for the environment, but wipes.
Yeah, you I was going to say, that's my biggest thing, is like packets of tissues, because obviously the toilet paper runs out, or you go into the toilet and there's stuff on the toilet paper and you're just like, please.
Oh my God, stop.
I can't even think about, I'm not even going to talk about it because it's disgusting.
No, this is really awful. I need to tell you a story about V-Fest one time. Oh my gosh, if you're eating right now, you're not going to want to hear this. So basically at V-Fest, it was before the, because I don't even think V-Fest is a thing now, I'm not sure. But yeah, it was before, the, I guess, the environmental ones. And the toilets used to just be a wheelie bin, like an actual wheelie bin that was underneath. And then you would just walk up some stairs and then open the door and go in and, you know, do the toilet right into this wheelie bin. So can you imagine 3 days, a wheelie bin full, right? Disgusting. I mean, it's disgusting anyway. Anyway, there used to be this thing, again, predominantly boys don't want to typecast, but they used to try and like tip them. I'm not joking. It was absolutely disgusting. It was absolutely disgusting. I know. Why? I don't know. And then they used to put like a friend down one of the portaloos and then try and shake it. Oh,
yeah. Just,
no.
Yeah.
No. No.
That's hell. Like, that's utter hell.
Disgusting.
I don't, you know, not to be stereotypical, but it is always boys. Boys always do shit like this. They think it's funny. It's not funny if someone gets covered in shit.
It's actually that's really dangerous, funny. By the way. It's actually so dangerous, like, because shit, like, has so much, like, stuff in it that's, like, toxins. Like, it's actually, I hate to be a mother, but it's true. It's really dangerous.
Honestly. Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, no more toilet checks. I can't even get it. I can't.
No. What did I mean? The eye mask thing, 100%. No, a blackout eye mask. Honestly, if you're in a tent, because the light will wake you up. And also in summer, the it starts coming up at 6.
You are right. It is a really good idea. I just think it's so funny, the thought of it.
Isn't it? I mean, yeah, to be fair, when I was ready for bed, I was ready for bed. I was like, right, lashes off, makeup off, hair back, eye mask on.
lashes off.
And that was me. And then it was just so loud anyway. But I mean, overall, it's so fun. Like, it's funny. Like, in the moment, you're like, oh, this is shit. And this is da 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 da. But when you leave, you're like, oh, I miss it.
I know. It's so true. It is so true. And, you know, actually, on the food thing, when I went to Transmit, McDonald's were there.
Oh, sick.
Unbelievable. Oh. So good. And they were giving out free fries. It was so good.
Oh my God. I think I saw some of that on Instagram. I'm pretty sure they might have had a McDonald's thing at Parklife, but I never went there. But I tell you what, the food at festivals is very good. Like El Dorado, the first day, they had so much good food. I had a duck wrap. It was so good. What? For God's sake, it was just a duck wrap.
Have you had a duck wrap, darling?
You're making me sound so bougie. I was
a duck wrap in a festival with an eye mask is bougie. It is so bougie. Like, people have like dirty wrap, like dirty kebabs, and like they're like chips and like fish and chips, and you're like, duck wrap, please.
Yeah, I mean, they've got great food there now. So when the bloody lightning happened, all the food places had to shut as well. It was all on lockdown. No food.
What about alcohol?
No, like everything shut. Yeah, it was like you need to take cover. Yeah, that, because that happened at Parklife the second day. I wasn't there, but I know that got stopped for 45 minutes, but that's not too bad. I can't imagine though, like, bearing in mind this was just before the Venger Boys, they had to change the whole lineup.
Oh my God, yeah, of course, because of the time.
Yeah, because they were a headliner. Also, when it happened the day before, like, people had to stop mid-set or when they just started. And I just feel so sorry for those people that have been, like, so excited. Like, you know, they just started playing and everything, and, like, especially smaller DJs and stuff. And then they had to stop, and they won't get that time back.
No.
That's it.
Yeah, that's when it's a shame, isn't it? When it's kind of up and coming artists, or like you say, like DJs that are kind of like still trying to make their name and they're so excited. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, they've worked on this set for God knows how long, and then, yeah, they can't do it. Oh, that is really sad, actually.
I know. It was really sad because we took cover in the wellness tent. They had hot tubs there at this festival.
Also, how is that a thing, by the way? Now there's a wellness tent.
I know. I did this at Bestival years ago, but they were like, they've got hot tubs and they've got like a sauna and a shower.
No way.
Yeah. So, but to be fair, I did it at Bestival a few years ago. It's really nice because it's like a little, it's almost like just a little excursion outside the festival. And like, you know, you're like with your mates in the hot tub, like having a glass of bubbly or whatever. It's really good. Really good. We didn't
That's
do it
so
at this
cute.
One.
I've never actually went. And they did have like a welfare tent, and I was a bit like, what is that for? You know, like I was like, what is it for? Because I can't imagine going to a festival, but I'm such a music lover. So like I am there for, you know, I'm there for the music. I am like, I am the one that's got the notes app that says we're going here at this time, we're going here at this time, we're going here. I am that friend. So then I'm like, who's getting a massage and chilling? Like, I'm like, no, I want to see every single artist. In fact, I went to H on my own on Saturday because I was just like, I really want to see H. Like, I really wanted to see him. And everyone was like, no, I don't really want to. I'm not bothered. I'm going to eat. And I was like,
no,
kick it. I'm going to go. And I was like, this is maturity. This is maturity. Because before I would have never gone on my own. And then I was just like, feck it, I'm going to go on my own. Though this little boy did turn around to me and go, what are you doing here?
Did he?
Yeah. And I was like, oh. And I was thinking, you know what? 21-year-old Robin would have cried. Not now.
Yeah.
Not now. Not now, honey. Oh. I'm standing here proud. I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, you're on your own. I was like, yeah, I know I'm on my own, to be fair, because it was age. I was around all these little boys with their top off, you know, like they're all jumping up and down. They were doing mosh pits, like they were really going for it. And I was just at the back, like, well, not at the back, but the back of the front section, just like literally just going away to my G. I love my G. I think it's a great song.
See, I love H, right? When it was Parklife, he was headlining. And of course, they put everyone on at the same time. So it's Fred again and H at the same time. And we were going to watch H, and then we were like, nah, we'll watch Fred again. And we were watching Fred again. And I was like, do I go watch H? I was like, do I go and come back? But I was like, no, I've committed to Fred again now. It was in the valley, like at Parklife. And the main stage at Parklife is so big. Like, there's so many people there that if I'd have gone, I'd have been nowhere near anyway. So you just
you've got to almost just commit, don't you?
Yeah, it's annoying though, because I feel like festivals always do that. Like, obviously, because they're big headliners, but putting them all on at the same time, great, thanks, helpful.
No, I know, I do know what you mean. And also, like, putting like the same kind of artist on at the same time doesn't make sense to me, because I'm like, we were, this was actually a weird lineup, to be honest, but it was like Becky Hill, Royal Blood. And then 1975, and I was like, what is happening right now? Like, if you want to come and see Becky Hill, like, you do not want to see Royal Blood. And like, Ash Nicole was like earlier in the day, and I was just like, this is the weirdest lineup. But it was really funny because when you were kind of like walking around the crowd, you could literally, just from what people were waiting, point out like who was there to see who. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you always have to do that. Like, so much strategy behind a festival. So I'm the same as you. I'm quite good at planning. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I have such a good tip actually. So when we went to Parklife, oh my God, I thought I was so clever. So I wrote it all down on a piece of paper, all of the times and the artists and like the different stages.
Yeah.
Took a picture of it and then went into like an editing app. Underneath, I wrote, if lost, please return to. And I wrote my friend's number on there, set that as my background. And I did it for all of us in the group with each other's numbers on it.
That's really clever.
I don't think I've ever been that clever.
That's really clever.
It was a real good moment.
So like, if someone found your phone, then they'd know who to ring.
Yeah, I almost put my own number, and then I thought, you idiot, obviously don't do that, because you know, your own phone. So I thought, great, not only have I got the set times on there, but I've also got, if I lose it, then someone will hopefully, you never know, actually ring the number.
That's so clever.
So there's a little tip.
That's a really good tip. I like that tip. That's a really good one. Set it as your background.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it's just a lot of strategy into it. Like you do have to pre-plan a bit. Oh my gosh, was that thunder? It's absolutely tipping it down again. Honestly.
Is it?
Yeah, this is a joke. Yeah, you have to kind of work out where you're going to need to be. Because like you said, you end up missing sometimes the end of someone because then you've got to get somewhere else. And then you're like, you know someone's going to be a big one. So you come half an hour earlier and then you sort of wait and you have to move forward.
It's true. There's so much strategy. And I didn't do that when I was younger. I just ran around like a bit of a headless chicken and was like, yes. Meh, you know, like, and then I'd get, you know, home and be like, oh, I missed them and I missed them. And
you do. You miss it. Just, you do.
And it's like, where was I? Oh, yeah, I was just eating food. You know, like I wasn't even like doing stuff that was good. Yeah. So that is, I think that's a getting older thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think so. I think festivals are different now, but I still really, really enjoy them. I just think for me, if it's going to be camping, I'm going to spend the extra money to do, you know, boutique or glamping or whatever next time, I think.
Yeah, I think I would. I think I would. If I was going to stay now, I don't know if I've got it. I mean, I love camping as a general rule, as in like just outside of festivals, but that's a whole different thing because you can like, you know, plug into the electricity and like, it's a whole different experience. Like we used to camp around Europe, which I just loved. I loved doing that. But and I do go full luxury then, you know, like I do a Sophie Brown there, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm just not really a camper all round. But to be fair, no, when you go on holiday or whatever, yeah, you've got the showers, you've got the...
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's so different. Exactly. And the toilets are lovely and, you know, there's a fridge for your, you know, your cool blocks and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. No, I think I'll do that next time. But I'm not done with festivals yet. I still enjoy
it. I know. Well, I did wonder, like, because when I was, you know, when I go, I am a little bit more aware now that, like, I am definitely, like, creeping into the older bracket. Yeah. Only from what they're wearing. Like, they literally wear bikinis, like bikini tops and like pants. And I'm just like, how does your mother allow that? And you're going to be freezing.
I was going to say, I definitely wear bikini tops, but...
But I was just like, they're so naked. I was just like, how are you getting away with that when you're literally like 16 or, you know, like...
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, I know I'm getting older.
Now I know. Well, you know, we'll see how we feel next year. Maybe we'll be like, this is the cutoff.
No, I don't think I will, you know.
No, I don't think I will. Neither. Because also it's about the music and stuff. And if there's people that you like that are playing, then like, you know, go for it. Why would you not? Like, it was great to see that there were older people at El Dorado. That was so nice.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I love it. I love when I see people like in their 50s, though, like actually older people. Like, I am just like, I love that. I love that you're still coming here and you're just like, I don't care. Because a lot of the young ones don't even look at the lineup. They just go, you know, because it's a festival and, you know what I mean, like the little pals are going.
Exactly.
They do, though, because I was like looking at some of them, you know, the way they were dressed. And like it was when you went closer to the dance tent, they just got more and more naked. You know what I mean? Like I was just like going further and further into it. And I was just like, they're getting younger and more naked as I go closer to the dance tent, which makes me so sad because I love dance music. Like I love it. But I was just like, I just feel like I cannot be here. I just can't do it. I was just like, these kids are like, and then there's this thing in Scotland, I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's like when basically when like someone like a big DJ is playing, they'll be like, here we fucking go. So obviously it's as if they've just discovered that for the first time ever, so it's aft all the time, you know. And I'm just like, no guys, that's not how we do it. We do it at like the drop, or we do, you know, like we have class. Okay.
I know exactly what you mean. I mean, it's nice when you're at a festival where there's different ages, but like I did, I think it was like Leeds last year. It's very random that I went. I don't know why I did, really, but they were all so young. You know, couldn't buy drinks at the bar that young, and just like, it was just, it makes a big difference. And
to be fair, different festivals attract different crowds. To be fair, Reading and Leeds is quite young. Transmit's young,
right?
Glastonbury, I think, is like from what I can tell, quite kind of 20s, because I think because it's more expensive and it's for longer. I think, you know, as a general rule, it's like people that really are into their music that go there, because it's so hard to get a ticket. So yeah, I would say that it does depend, obviously, on the, I also think it depends on who's headlining, because who does it attract? Do you know what I mean? If it's like, I know, like, for instance, on the Friday of Transmit, it was like Pulp was headlining, which is like, you know, a band like for a mom and dad, you know? So it was like a slightly older crowd, you know, even though, you know, they had like Mimi Webb and Maisie Peters on in the day, it was still a slightly older crowd. So I think that's actually quite a good way, good indication. If you're thinking like, I want to go, but I don't really want to be around like, you know, really, really young ones, then having a look at who's headlining always kind of is a good indication of who's going to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you've never been to a festival and you really want to go to one, pick it based on the music first, because then you know you're going to have a good time. Because when you don't know anyone or you're not quite sure, you can end up just sort of walking around a bit aimlessly. You're not quite sure where to go. It can be a bit difficult. And I'm trying to pick one that's not too far away, because it really does make the difference when you're traveling home.
It really does. I think that's a great shout. Always look at the lineup. I think that's the best way to pick it. Now that you're like, it's different when you're like kind of 16, you know, to 18, like you will just have fun, whatever, and you'll just be jumping up and down like an idiot. But when you're, when you're in your 20s, you want it to be like actually music that you enjoy and that you know the words to, and music that there is words in is always a good start.
Exactly.
I'm not joking though. Some of these hardcore, like I've always wanted to go to Tomorrowland, which is like obviously like the biggest in terms of like EDM and dance music and stuff like that. But I do wonder if I would actually enjoy like that much of like no words, you know? Like, I don't know.
I know what you mean. I'd be keen for Tomorrowland. I'm the same. I prefer like stuff that has a bit of words to it, or like drum and bass with like, I love an MC where they're just like hyping the crowd up. But when it's literally just like techno and it's like
music,
I'm like,
what kind of music do you like? So
oh my god, it's so eclectic. Like, I'm so rubbish with naming stuff or knowing what stuff is, but I love music. Like, it, you know, it just like, oh, it makes me feel some type of way. Like, I love all different kinds and stuff. But I'd say like, I don't know,
recent stuff.
Like, I like drum and bass. I like afro. I like anything that's quite like anything I can dance to, really. I love that. Like, anything I can like get down to.
I love that.
But I mean, at this festival recently, they had some amazing stuff. They had like these garage MCs that were like back to backing, like freestyling. Like, it was so good. But yeah, I do love a bit of drum and bass as well.
I love that. I'd love to see you in drum and bass.
Well, do you know what's funny?
What?
Is that quite a lot of people recognised me at the festival.
They were like, why is she at the drum and bass?
They were like, literally, they were like, what? And I was like, I've loved drum and bass and come to festivals for years. Like, not everybody knows everything about me, obviously, because, you know, they've only seen a bit of my life. But yeah, I absolutely love it. And I really enjoy it. But I feel like people that kind of like that type of music and things, I feel like it's very communal. Like, it's a nice
it's true,
you know. I just feel like everyone's you know, respectful to each other and things like that. Like, they're just there to enjoy the music and things, so, you know. But yeah, it was interesting. I was like, it would sort of get past a time at night and I was like, right, well, hopefully I don't get recognized anymore by anyone.
You just know how that went. I swear that I saw that girl from Married at First Sight at the drum and bass, but like, you know when you're just like, you're that drunk, I'm just not sure. I don't know if it was her, but I feel like it was. If it's that posh one, I'm sure of it.
Well, look, exactly, everything is not as it seems, so, you know,
it's so true. Yeah, people do say that to me, even, to be fair. Before I got into radio, when I was trying to get into radio, I remember them being like, are you really like, you know, into your music, you know what I mean? Like, and I was like, yeah, I love dance music. And they were like, do you really? Like, you know, like, I was like, yeah, what, do I look too clean cut, or like, what is it, you know? I was like, no.
Proved them all wrong.
Proved them all wrong, honey. Now it's the opposite, where they think you know everything about every genre. And you're just like, oh no. Oh gosh, no. I feel a bit nervy. You know, like, they're like, oh yeah, you'll know this. I'm like, do I know this?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not knowledgeable at all, but I'd always say that I'm not. But yeah, I love music. Music's such a big part of my life. I'm just shit knowing who anyone is.
I think a lot of people could relate to that, to be fair.
But yeah.
I feel like we've debunked festivals today, so.
I know. I feel like we've spoken about a lot. It's nice because it's like, you know, reminiscing on the one we've just been to, but also how to, I think there's some good tips and stuff in there for people that are going to festivals. If you're going to any, please let us know. Give us any advice as well. Like El Dorado is quite a small one that, you know, people might not have heard of. If you've got any good ones, let me know. Let us know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd get yourself to, well, to be fair, you went to Leeds last year, didn't you? Reading and Leeds this year, I think will be quite good. That they're always, I like the Reading one. It's the same thing, the Reading and Leeds, yeah. It's the same thing. They just switch the lineup, don't they? So those are good introductory festivals, I think. If you're like, what's a good one to start me off? I think something like that is a good one because they've got like everything.
Yeah.
They've got everything in there. Look at me. I am knowledgeable. Well, on that note, we're going to go. We've had our moment. We are going to be back though on Friday for Extra Lippy. It's where we dive into your dilemmas. So make sure you send them in to us.
Yes, please do. It is. We've changed the email. contact@looselipspodcast.com or send it to the Instagram @thelooselipspodcast or send it on our private Instagrams @RobinRichford or @SophieHLBrown.
And we can't wait to see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.